Spaziano and Sandy at 99 to Buzz.
Is there an age cutoff for Easter baskets? Your advice, opinion, wisdom?
Call us at 222-BUZZ. So as a younger person, when did you get cut off? Or as a parent, when were you like, okay, Easter Bunny's got more important younger kids to go to see?
My mother, she is so cute. I want to be exactly like my mama.
Seems like you are.
Is she? I love those. And if you're old school Italian, then you know what eggs I'm talking about. They're like big hollow chocolate eggs. Back in the day, they used to have legitimate cool prizes in the middle of the egg. You'd have to crack the egg open to find your prize.
Oh, it's kind of like an LOL surprise.
Yeah,
in chocolate.
Yeah, kind of. But then the prizes started to get cheesier and cheesier. Like one year I got this cheap hand saw keychain. I mean, or a Santa pin. I mean, the prizes started to get really bogus. And then they weren't allowed to put the prizes in the chocolate because that was dangerous.
Choking hazard,
right?
Or whatever.
So now it's in the cup at the bottom. You put the egg sits in a cup and the prize is in the cup.
Oh,
anyhow,
I see.
And it's wrapped in foil, pretty paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother was telling me that she went from Italian store to Italian store the other day looking for this egg.
Oh, wow.
That she's going to give to the kids. But also because I like these eggs so much and dark chocolate, she was on the search in quest to find one for me.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, Mom, you're so sweet.
So now these were only available in Italy, right?
Well, they have them. You'll see them sometimes at Wegmans, but they're few and far between and they sell out quick.
Oh.
So my mom found a bunch and she was going to buy some for me.
Uh-huh.
And then my dad was like, well, what about the husbands?
Sure.
So these eggs are very expensive. So she's just like, really? All right. They're like $15 for a small one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my mom's like, never mind. I'm not buying any kit. So I got cut off this year. All because my dad threw in the idea of finally getting something for the husbands.
No, it goes back to money. You're just like your mother.
Yes, it does.
Does she reuse the wrapping for the eggs every year and take the foil off carefully and put it back on again?
It's so pretty paper. Absolutely. We lay it flat and fold it nice. It's the prettiest paper ever. Anyhow, when do you set the cutoff? Is there ever, should you ever set a cutoff for the Easter basket?
Wow. It's 222 Buzz. Your advice, your opinion, your wisdom. What happened to you? What age?
Look at the calls.
I know, right?
How old were you when you were cut off?
Well, I'm 35. My mom still does Easter baskets. They don't have toys to fit them, but she still does them, and we love it. It's her favorite holiday.
See, that's so cool. That's so cool. I don't know. I don't think you should ever consider it.
Well, you cut off your boys,
well,
you said.
I did,
you
don't give. It was just because they weren't around. And
well, typically when you're 35, she's not around either every day at mom's house.
I know. It just kind of happened because they were always in Florida and Easter had come and gone.
Excuses.
And then they moved out of the house.
Excuses. You got to start that back up again.
I know. I'm going to have to.
Especially with the baby. Yeah. With the new baby. Okay, so now here's the question.
Yes.
If you have a new baby and you're spoiling the new baby on Easter, do you now start it back up with your older boys?
I will have to. They will. And because I'm going to have them all over for Easter, and they're going to have to get a little basket or something.
Do you get money in your basket? Do your parents give you money?
No, but they would hide them. They would hide like quarters and dollars in the eggs that we would find around the house.
Wait a minute. 35 years old, you're still looking for eggs?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, that's awesome. That is awesome right there.
It's so funny. I love it. What's your first name? Who's this?
Amanda,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Talk to you later. Happy Easter. Thanks for being on Generations.
I love it.
Hey, Kim, what's your generation?
I'm 50, in the 50s, 55 soon. And no, there is no cutoff time to Easter. I just made baskets for every single person in my family, and we range from the age of 60 all the way down to 27.
Wow.
Oh my God, you are so sweet.
I love it.
And
I do it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you put in these baskets? Are these pretty high-end baskets where there's like gift cards?
It's like Christmas. I kind of start shopping pretty early. And I like to put in a few things. Of course, there's candy, dark chocolate, And I try to put, like, in a gift card for someplace, usually movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to put a book in there for something to read, something to watch, which is the movie.
Wow.
Something to eat, which is the candy. And, of course, I'm a Jesus chick, so I always try to find some sort of little, maybe, even if it's just a chocolate cross, but something religious in there.
Because sure, yeah, it
it's
is
really
Easter.
About him rising again.
That's right. That's right. It's not a, so, yeah. Oh, my God, that's so
year
great.
Year after year, that's a lot of work. That's
it is,
awesome.
But I don't mind. You should see Christmas.
I'll bet. You're like fun mom.
I want to be a part of this
family.
I'm
not even a mom. I don't have children, but it's all about my brothers, my nieces, and nephews.
Oh, I see.
You are so
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
You're the best aunt ever.
Best aunt. Thanks,
yeah,
Kim.
I am. I rock. Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Have a happy year, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Hi, it's Generations on the Buzz. What's your generation?
My generation.
Yeah, like you're in your 30s, right?
No, I'm in my 50s.
Oh, well, you sound like you're in your 30s.
Oh, look at that. Hey, you know. Scored some mad brownie points
right
there, my friend.
Yay! Yeah. Does the Easter Bunny still come at your house?
I do egg hunts for my kids. Uh-huh. I have one that's in her 30s, and I have two that are in their 20s. Uh-huh. And I do egg hunts at my house, and yes, they get cash and gift cards.
Oh, my God. So you hide eggs throughout the house, and you play hot and cold?
No, no, no. They're outside. In fact,
my son.
You make me laugh. Like, that's awesome.
He doesn't want to hunt for them in the front yard because he's afraid somebody will see. So he's like, I'm not hunting in the front yard. Man. Man hunts for eggs.
But he still loves it, doesn't he?
Well, he has to. He's getting money.
He still does it. My girls are all about it. I mean, and my kids are so competitive. It's crazy. So I hide them outside, front yard, backyard. I have big garden, so I hide them in everywhere. And at Christmas time, I take little dinosaurs, little tiny dinosaurs, uh-huh. little boy dinosaurs, and I hide them in my house to do the same thing.
I want to be a mom like you. I'm gonna start doing that. You are so fun.
It's not about them. It's about me.
That's right.
Well, now you sound like Scott Spisano.
Oh, totally. I am all about it. And, you know, and they're very competitive. So it's so funny. And my youngest doesn't hunt as well.
Uh-huh.
She always gets the big prize. She can get one egg, but she got the big prize.
That's so funny. That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. Hi, The Buzz, Generations. Do you remember when your Easter basket got cut off?
Yeah, middle school.
Oh, wait. How old are you? What's your age?
54, be 55 in October.
Okay. Middle school.
Yeah, like 12, 12-ish. But see, then my mom did this thing. She would, because I was the youngest, so she would decorate the entire dining room table. So it was kind of help yourself.
Lazy Easter basket.
Yeah. The whole table had all the grass on it. And, you know, there were bunnies and chocolate and eggs and jelly beans. You just kind of help yourself.
Oh, I like that.
No hiding. It's hidden in plain sight.
That was it. It was a feast.
I was going to feel sorry for you for a second, but I don't anymore. That's cool.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling Generations.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.